Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Joyce Crawford, the award-winning author of The Warehouse, a Christian historical fiction novel, began her writing career with The Adventures of Thelma Thistle and Her Friends, a highly acclaimed children's chapter book series. Soon, however, she expanded her genre to include Christian historical fiction. The book's inspired by her own family oral history and her childhood memories, a fifth-generation Floridian. Rave reviews for The Warehouse, great storytelling and spiritually impacting. An incredible life-changing story, very easy to read, but such a powerful message. Reads like a novel, but is thought-provoking, and when a reviewer writing, someone could easily read the story and be led to the Lord. The Warehouse finalist for the Feathered Quill Book Awards and recipient of the prestigious Pinnacle Book Achievement Awards, and award-winning Christian author Joyce Crawford joining us on This Week in America. Joyce, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
Looking forward to talking about The Warehouse and the career that you've had, the very successful career you've had, award-winning career in writing. Let's talk about this transition, this switch to Christian historical fiction. When you were writing your first draft of this book, The Warehouse, any significant changes you had to make after that first draft when you went back and looked at that through a different prism, not children's books anymore, but historical fiction?
Writing for a different audience, learning a skill of writing, and I already knew some skills, but I keep learning and honing skills with a great Facebook group, the Christian Indie Authors Group. They have and wonderful editors. They've just taught me a lot.
It's interesting making that transition from successful with the children's book, and we'll touch on that before we conclude the conversation today, but I want to focus on The Warehouse. This book is receiving, as I mentioned, just a tip of the iceberg, I mentioned, rave reviews. Where did you get the inspiration and the idea for this novel? Because it's not only a very enchanting story, it's changing lives as well.
Oh, well, I hope so. That's my goal. Is that it will change lives and bring glory to our Lord. It first came to me when I was a teenager. I heard an allegory from the pulpit about the saddest place in heaven. And I thought, how can heaven be sad? But then the allegory went on that this is a huge place in God's heaven where he stores his unclaimed gifts and promises. And I just reflected on my own life, and my daddy is my hero. My mother is my heroine. And it all just, I started writing specifically about the warehouse. But then I realized that made such a short little book that I had to make a history for this little girl named Katie. And I used my own family history for hers. And then, of course, I tried to write interesting and moving stories. Yes. To go along with it.
The book is The Warehouse. Joyce Crawford is our guest and the author. Joyce's website is joyce-crawford-author.website. Information on all of her books there. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all the usual places. And we'll have all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is interesting. Once you develop the story, you touched on this, but I want to go back because it's fascinating. Characters in your book are similar to you or people you know. You really drew on some family experience, didn't you, in doing the narrative for The Warehouse?
Yes, I did. My daddy's father started in Missouri, as did John Wilkins, one of the main characters in the book. Mama's family started in Florida wilderness, as did Leo Bates. There was an episode. Leo's father was he and his father were walking down the lane, and they found blackberries, and a huge rattlesnake struck and bit John's father, or Leo's father, and of course he died from that bite. My editor said, a snake wouldn't do that. He'd strike and let go. And a snake would not be that large. But I was in the feed store the other day, and they had a picture of this humongous rattlesnake. And I asked the proprietor, could a rattlesnake break a bone? He said, surely a rattlesnake that big could break a bone. So that was one of the stories. The other story that I love is the story of cane grinding in Arkansas, because I remember that activity, and I remember riding the mule as it pulled the cane
Oh,
grinder to
yes.
make syrup.
Interesting stories and
So all
all
the
of that, yes, all that coming back and helped you write the story and get it across. And say, it has to be rewarding that all these childhood memories come back, and now you're able to chronicle these and tell the story.
Yes, and that came about because I am now the matriarch of my family, and I want to share these stories for my children and my grandchildren.
That's interesting. And along the way, so many other people reading this book and the other books that you've written and being impacted by the story. The book specifically we're talking about is The Warehouse by Joyce Crawford. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website and Joyce's website, joyce-crawford-author.website. Is there a hard part of writing for you? Is there one aspect of writing that's more challenging than the other?
It's compelling to me, for me, and sitting in front of the computer all day long, does painful.
Yes.
I guess that's the hardest part of it. Whenever I do have a writer's block, and we authors on the Christian Indie Authors group laugh about this. We go take a shower and ideas just flow. So I truly believe that the Lord gives me ideas for my book that He wants to share with people.
That's interesting. Sometimes when you're trying to write anything, even if it's an email, if you force yourself, it's difficult. If you walk away for a little bit, it seems to come to you. Do you find that? And I think so, that's what you were describing in writing. Sometimes you just shut it off, go think of something else, and all of a sudden these thoughts come rushing to you.
Oh, definitely. When I was writing the Thelma Thistle books, I was working in my yard gardening, and I'd dig in the dirt and talk to worms and look at the sky and the clouds and the seasons. And that's how I got my inspiration for the Thelma books. But the warehouse, and now the other two I'm working on, just they're memories, and they seem to just flood. So I'm very blessed with that.
You mentioned before in working with the editor, how important was professional editing to the development of your book? How often does a successful author like yourself rely on the editor? How important is that component to the success of a book?
Oh, very, very, very. I can't stress that enough because, when I first started working with this editor, he brought to mind many things that I had never thought of. Like I called the weapon the shotgun, and he said they did not have shotguns in that time period. So he knew so much that he taught me so much about researching. and finding and making your work authentic.
No, that's interesting. Let's talk about the research part of this. You've got the family, you've got memories. I'm sure you need to go back and go through some of these. So you have things in the proper context. You've got religious principles that you're talking about as well. How much research went into writing The Warehouse?
A lot, because when I described Missouri, the mountains, sitting on the little hill in the evening, I had to go back and read descriptions of these places, and to get my terminology correct. So I can also look at pictures and then go back and write them in words. So a lot of it's not just writing down my memories. There's a lot of research.
Joyce Crawford, our guest on the program, author of the award-winning The Warehouse. Information on our website. Book available at Joyce's website. I'll give you that before we conclude. And, of course, the book available at Amazon, the usual places. What valuable piece of advice were you given about writing? And I'm asking you that because there are probably people listening that have thought, I would like to do this, and this advice would be very important to them as well. What particular advice given to you really helped guide you?
I guess the first piece of advice that an author will give is read, read, read. I am not a reader. My neighbor laughs at me and said, how can you not read, but you can write so well? And it's just different parts of your brain, I guess. The other part is to be honest with yourself, be true to yourself. Research a lot to show, don't tell. And when you're writing, you tend to want to just write something and tell how beautiful it is. But you have to show when you're writing.
Joyce Crawford, our guest on the program, author of The Warehouse. If you go to Joyce's website, you'll get some background, and it's fascinating. You had difficulty reading as a child, and it was later diagnosed, and you talk about the warning signs that parents can watch for with their children. You also talk about the role your grandmother had in your Christian upbringing, messages that you follow and live by today. Briefly, tell us a little bit about that, because she was there and really guided you through the early stages of your life, didn't she?
Oh, both of them did. My mother's mother, Grandma, I would go visit her. I must have been four. And of course, four-year-olds don't read, usually. And she would say, let's go practice our song. And she wanted me to sing at her church every time I visited. Well, I was just teeny tiny, and she had me stand on a chair. But she would play the song and sing it for me, and I guess I memorized the words. And so many of the songs I use in my books are those that she taught me. As far as warning signs that parents need to pay attention to, it's very, very important. I ache to think that a child would have to go through what I went through all of my life, even now. If they cannot march right and left, opposite arms and legs, I can't. I have to think about it real hard. But keep an eye on your children, because that their little brains can be reset. Mine is so old, it wouldn't work now. But getting back to my grandmother, it was my father's mother who was not as big part in my life, but she taught me my first Bible verse. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalms 56:3. And when I think of that verse, I think of my Granny B.
That's amazing. To this day, you remember that. It's almost like you're describing something that happened a week ago with her, the impact that that made on you as a child. And something else I just want to touch on briefly, how important imagination is. And you grew up in a small town, and your best friend was probably your imagination. How much of a part of your success was that part, that at your age, that imagination was vivid? That got you through a lot of early childhood.
Oh, yes. In fact, a lot of my book writing about Katie and her imaginings, that was me. And my imagination was a big, big part of my life because we lived out in the middle of nowhere and I had to make my own fun. So I continue to have a vivid imagination. I dream in color. I use all five of my senses when I dream. And so my mind is very active.
You know, such an inspiration, not only in your early childhood and how you developed this great talent of writing, but the story that you tell in The Warehouse. The book is available wherever books are sold. A few minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. You mentioned before other books that you're working on, I believe The Train and The Royal Order of the Last Coin. A little bit about those books and when will those be available?
The Train is available now on Amazon. I finished the first book of The Royal Order of the Last Coin, and it's in editing now. And I'm continuing to write on the second book. Those two books were very difficult because it was set in 19th century England. And I had to do a lot of research on that. And one of the editors thought that I was a little too vivid when I wrote about Richard Wallace's execution. But I wanted people to be able to see.
Exactly.
I'm showing them what it was like.
Well, you can follow those books and see when they're available, and The Train is now available. If you go to Amazon and just click on the author, you'll see the books that are available. The other book coming out, The Royal Order of the Last Coin, I'll give you Joyce's website here in a minute so you can get all of the information there as well. And a great addition to the library, family library, The Adventures of Thelma Thistle and Her Friends, a children's chapter book series that has done remarkably well, receiving international acclaim for the series that Joyce has put together. A minute or so left in the program. When somebody reads The Warehouse, I talked about the fact, the powerful message, the fact that it actually brings people to the Lord. What do you hope the takeaway is? Because in this book, you've delivered a very powerful message.
Your relationship with God is very personal. And that's something you want to grow. I want people to know that God truly loves them and watches over them. He sent the fairies to watch over the pioneers as his mediators, as if he needed one.
Boy, the time is going by so quickly on the program. Joyce Crawford, our guest. Her book is available at Amazon, all the usual places. And Joyce's website, joyce-crawford-author.website. Joyce, a pleasure having you on the program. We'll be looking forward to more books. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to talk about those as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It was such a pleasure.
It was great having you on the program. Award-winning Christian author Joyce Crawford. Her book we talked about specifically, The Warehouse. She has several more, including the children's series we talked about. You'll find those information on our website, joyce-crawford-author.website. All that, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.